Hey there, it's Tyler. This is just an episode preview. The full episode is available only on the Wake Me Up Premium feed. If premium isn't for you, that's okay. Just scroll through the catalog and find something more recent to enjoy. There's tons of episodes, and there's something for everyone. But if you want to listen to this episode and get access to the entire Wake Me Up catalog free of ads, plus bonus episodes, you can sign up using the link in the show notes or directly in Apple Podcasts. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you have a fantastic day. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Wake Me Up, the podcast where morning people are made. And as always, I'm Tyler, your host. Today's episode will help you chase your dreams by removing any fears, whether that be a fear of failure, of messing up, or just not being good enough. Now, let's go ahead and get started. For those of you who are beginning this episode from bed, take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, roll over, make your way out of bed, and stand up. You don't need to do anything difficult or exhausting right now. So just go ahead and take that first easy step towards making today a good day. Now, like I said earlier, in this episode, we're going to talk about fear, and specifically how fear can prevent us from doing the things we want to do in life. If you've ever procrastinated or held back from trying to achieve a goal, make a change, or chase a dream, you're not alone. I'm willing to bet we all struggle with this at some point in life, and myself included. It's good to be thorough and really think about these things before you take that big leap. But even once we know definitively that it's what we want, we can often still struggle to take that first step. And it's usually because of fear. And those fears show up in all kinds of ways. Like the fear that we won't be able to actually make it happen. Fear that we're not good enough to do it. Or fear that we'll mess up and make a fool of ourselves along the way. There's one thing in common among all of these different fears. They're all based on your current perspective. They're fears you have based on where you are in life right now. But we're not taking into account fears that might arise later in life. If these fears are stopping you from pursuing things you desire, then there's another fear, which is much, much stronger, that you need to take into account. And that's the fear of a wasted life. Numerous surveys show that two of the most common regrets elderly people have about their lives are spending too much time worrying and not taking enough chances. When you're old and reviewing your life, what's going to bother you more? That you tried something and messed it up? Or that lingering feeling of not knowing whether you could have made one of your dreams come true, but you just didn't try?